Hello there. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online. Welcome to your roundup of the latest insurance news from this week, dated today, the 20th of May, 2024. Let's kick things off with news from our National Senate. Last Tuesday, the Senate announced a probe into the toll climate change has on insurance costs and accessibility. Weekend reports reveal the inquiry, steered by Greens Senator Maureen Faruqi, aims to scrutinize the escalating insurance premiums, especially in disaster-prone regions. The Select Committee, also focusing on the barriers to coverage, hopes to explore the intricate tie between climate change and the surge in insurance costs across different policies. The report is expected by November 19th, with the Insurance Council of Australia pledging cooperation. Moving on to the life risk market, research by DexNR points out a trifling 0.4% rise in total risk premiums. This equates to roughly $16.5 billion for the year ending in December 2023. Contrastingly, the individual risk lump sum businesses take a 5.4% hit, with discounting to 10.1%. Despite APRA's regulatory shifts, new disability income business saw a 7.3% hike, topping $451 million. Yet, following the implementation of the Protecting Your Super regulations, the group insurance sector saw a 1% decline, leading to fewer default coverage members. TAL, leading the market, standing tall with a 32% share. Next, we shift our gaze to Western Melbourne. Post the 2022 floods, insurance companies are under scrutiny as residents express intense criticism in federal inquiry hearings. Residents argue that the response was delayed and managed poorly. Federal inquiries commenced last week at Mayor Burnong, aiming to explore the complexity of policies and the need for a more robust disaster preparedness plan. Last but not least, Allianz launches a new update to their flood insurance offerings in the aftermath of last year's floods. The firm plans to incorporate flood coverage into home, contents, and landlord insurance for new clients by the end of the year. Although there is an expected rise in premiums for low-risk clients, high-risk groups without current flood protection remain unchanged due to elevated costs. This innovation seeks to expedite claims, providing clearer coverage. And with that, we wrap up today's summary of the week in insurance news. I'm Paige Estrotori, on behalf of Financial Services Online, your one-stop destination for your personal and business insurance needs. For more details, head over to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Thanks for tuning in, and see you next week for more updates.